thinking of the pages still unwritten. Staring at that empty page fills me with anger and with rage. It gives me chills, it makes me age. When I think of all the pages to be written, I write the lines, contrive the plot, I'll take the praise and all the knots on every word and each line. Is it creation that's on mine? In 80 days, 200 pages to be written. Still the same, when will it be written? I don't know.
When will it be written?
I don't know.
When will it be finished?
When it is done. Writing is my occupation. Money is a motivation. Must maintain my reputation. Looking for some inspiration. When will it be written? When will it be finished?
When it is
done. Now it's time to start the chain reaction. Through my mind begin this new idea. Treat the beast with great respect and trap it with my intellect. When will you deliver? I don't know.
When will you deliver?
I don't know.
When will it be written?
It must be written.
I don't know.
When will this be written?
When it is done.
Because God is His Son, and the sun goes on and on, sets in the far west, and the empire runs away, and the sun will never set. This is our world. Sacred of this emerald all set in a silver sea. This is our world, and any man who opposes it will have to answer to God and me. This is our world. United we stand, divided we fall. We fall.
fate that made this tiny island rule the world.
This is our world.
It was God that made this nation great. It was our fate to dominate this world.
This is our world.
United we stand, divided we fall. While the Spaniards are content to lazily sit in the heat, the Italians are too disorganized to even compete. No people on earth have got the qualifications of the Englishman. The Japanese are competent, but much too petite. The Germans are competitors, but always bound to defeat. No people on earth have got the fine reputation of the well-bred Englishman. No nation on earth except a good old Anglo-Saxon Englishman. William Shakespeare, Henry Fielding, and Byron.
He was an Englishman.
Frederick Handel, Walter Scott, the list goes on.
He was an Englishman.
Sir Isaac Newton, Samuel Pepys, Sir Francis Drake were all Englishmen.
Quite right, don't you?
The Dutch are much too occupied with their chocolates and plums. Those Russians always threaten to, but they obviously can't. It's plainly clear, there's only one man here to take up that challenge. And that's a well-bred Englishman.
Oh yes, he is a good old Anglo-Saxon well-bred Englishman.
Chaucer, Charles Dickens, and Wordsworth
was an Englishman.
The greatest literary nation on this earth. Our reputation as explorers and conquerors is at stake. An Englishman must never hesitate. They can try, but they can never break.
A single well-bred Anglo-Saxon Englishman.
Pick up the pace, but with dignity and with grace.
stand the test with a ticket to ride and a mutual quest. Together we'll stand the test. So bring on the storm, the thunder and rain, the thunder and rain. Bring on the storm, bring on the storm, bring on the rain, bring on the rain.
America, it's the tide, that's the time when we're on top of our game.
Blah, 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 blah The seven seas to find him, though temptations beckon, I will never break, because until I know his fate, like a nun I vow to sit and wait.
Feelings for humanity.
But if he hasn't, so far everything has gone as planned. He keeps it locked up, everything's on schedule, no surprises. Somehow I must get to know that everything's in place. Somehow, somehow, we'll see the head keep up the pace. This man, he has no heart, can't understand him. It's so frustrating, and the greeting, where do I start? This man, he has no heart, no soul to penetrate. Something that I've missed. Am I looking for a man who can't exist? And if he has
so far,
a
heart, everything's on schedule, no surprises.
He keeps it locked
up. The ship's in order, everything's in place.
Somehow I must get
full steam ahead, keep up the pace.
Journey through the stars, I had such great imagination. Infinity seemed not so far, but men have little vision, only see reality. So why is this man defeating?
This journey round the world has no surprises.
I'm just getting
started. But this tough moment's burning my backside.
Is there something that I
must admit is the fault of this fellow?
Or am I going to
be a little shifty eye?
He is a fake, he's nothing special. The man's a villain, he's just a criminal. He's not all he seems. And when I find it, 80 days and still so much to do. He have nowhere to run.
I've hit the block, but I'll break through.
The evidence will prove.
Somehow I know my judgment's true.
He is the one.
Egyptians knew or cared about the cost. A life is a life, and a life costs nothing once that life is lost. I wonder who those poor devils were, and when and how deep down it all seems so undignified.
Did the poor wretches realize what they were dying for? A contribution to an England that they never saw. A monument should be erected with a tribute underneath in Hyde Park or Hampstead Heath.
Is this true love?
We're right on course just as I planned.
Is this right?
If I might say a perfect piece of estimation,
that I must stay true.
By dawn we'll reach our destination.
Tonight, except for you.
Don't tell the crew.
Looking for a man,
full steam ahead with no surprises.
Searching high,
chips in order, everything's in place.
Oversee a man,
by dawn we'll reach our destination.
The sky and earth below. I'll search the seven seas to find the truth. Before this journey's over, I'll find out.
I'll sniff it out.
The way you just grin.
Perhaps I'm riddled out.
The way that you
pass.
Perhaps I'm drying out.
The way you just
look. The strong way to keep.
Could have been
him. Perhaps it's me.
welcome to India, the largest colony of the crown. Your reputation has preceded you, you have done the empire proud. Every patriotic Englishman will not forget this day. The empire's with you, Mr. Fogg. Three cheers, hip hip hooray! How is good old Blighty? I hear the weather's really fine. And if there's anything that I can do to make your life more comfortable, the pleasure is all mine. Cause he's an Englishman.
He's an Englishman.
And Fogg is his name.
And Fogg is his name. And he's always on time. And he's always on top of his game.
You
Who do you think you are? A gallant rescuer, a knight in shining armor, a great adventurer. Who do you think you are? You walk in tick-tock, man. You just walked into my life with no excuse or invitation. At least I should demand an explanation. An apology is too much to expect from an egocentric, pompous ignorant who does not know the meaning of the word respect. Don't you realize what you are doing? Or even think about what you have done? I really might consider even suing. You wretch, you bore, I've seen your type before. You come to the jungle with your big shotgun, surrounded by lackeys, the great mighty one, then cut off the head of the dead tiger. Another trophy to hang on the wall. Then you boast about all your great conquests, while your women retire from the room, while you sip at your port and play billiards, and reminisce about the wogs and colonial coons. Well, here's a wog who's far superior to your style, your views, straight from the London Illustrated News. You speak your mind once you have read it in the Times. Ha ha, hoo hoo, your condescending attitude. Hee hee, ho ho, your pompous regimental pose. The cut of your jacket, the style of your hair, just like the cover of Vanity Fair. And I suspect in your case it's pure vanity, or ignorance, or sheer pomposity. No, I think it's just stupidity. You think you're the conqueror and the hero, defending the empire against all its foes. You'll fight to the death, no matter the cost. But now you're here, and you are lost. Your stubborn pride prevents your own admission. If you were drowning, would you sink or swim? If swimming meant you'd made a wrong decision, you'd sooner drown. Now that is rather dear. Thank you.
talking to Tuckman, a great adventurer, a mechanical automaton. Do you think you are a gallant rescuer, a knight in shining armor? Why should I even care?
I'll face the Preaching law and order, but they're breaking all the rules. And criminal, now running free.
Conspiracy, conspiracy.
I love to see those villains cringe when they know I'm on the trial. Because I always get my man, and my system never fails. And then they start to panic, and they make just one mistake. Then under cross-examination, eventually they break. My theory is that man's created evil. Well, I eliminate the clues and solve the case. The strong God is on my side. I will never end this chase until I stare him in the face. And when Billy is born, the devil is called. And all this fancy trickery, cover-ups and treachery, it's a trail of folk conspiracy that will lead me to my fate. Tell her she is my guest, but my patience is waning. Tell him, how dare he protest, he's the one who's complaining. Tell her, be quiet and speak only when asked. Tell him I choose to ignore his remarks. Tell her she'll travel spirit,
will travel her
if she doesn't take a life
in every comfort you are.
Tell her I always take meals alone, always at regular times.
Tell him I'm on the bus.
Tell him his presence offends me.
He's allergic to cigars.
Tell him I'd rather stop. I'd rather sleep with the rats in my cabin in steerage than travel with him in first class. Tell her she's not obliged to be grateful.
Tell him she
says it's up with a loop
full of hate.
Tell her the travel will broaden her mind the same as its narrow view. Tell him he is pitiful.
She admires
him. Pleased to his secret.
Such flattery too much and too
late.
She says she is bored.
She is stimulated. Tell him spending a minute with him is eternal damnation.
She charges every moment in your presence.
Another tedious moment with him I'll experience frustration.
She is overwhelmed to be in the same room with you.
Telling him, telling her about a strange situation. Telling her, telling him about a book of meditation.
Cooperation, collaboration. A need is a journey around the world. Cooperation, collaboration,
the days spent on his boat, which in days I will always detest.
The journey was a sheer delight.
Tell her I'm tired of her sniveling ways. Tell her I couldn't care less.
He says to travel with you is delightful.
Tell him good riddance, I'm glad he is gone. Tell her now we've unloaded the baggage, we can move on. He says farewell, she says goodbye. She says to pour all of his hospitality. He is so moved by her gratitude, he finds it impossible to speak. Shamming is slowing me down.
He's concerned
that I have a world to go round.
Tell her he makes me cry.
Tell her I'm not in my death. Will be on this culture. Then I will gladly come.
Tell them stop this constant crying.
just in case I might say something wrong. Tell him I'll celebrate when he's gone.
She'll be sad when you're gone.
Tell her her Martin will soon be.
And
tell him he has no right to abandon me here. Tell him I think it my duty.
Telling her, telling him what a strange situation. Telling her, telling him about a fucked up invitation. Telling him, telling her, telling him. Telling him, telling her, telling him. But who's telling me? I'm going round the world without a story. The time goes in by when I'm wasting time. Telling him, telling her.
You see, you've sinned.